Chumbadora!
Here comes a lightning bolt!
Charger fans are witnesses to history!
This is the Lightning Round Podcast with your hosts, Garrett Sisti and Jamie Hoyle.
Go Chargers, go!
What's up, good people? Welcome to the Lightning Round Podcast. I am Garrett Sisti, the solo edition of the Lightning Round Podcast, or for the tens of people who remember the Score More podcast, you can consider this that too. We're back. Day five of training camp. Got the first full day of pads on today. So there's a lot of exciting things happening. First off, no Derwin. Derwin was there in a jersey. He was there in spirit. He did not have pads on and he did not practice. So still that hold in with Derwin James continues. And Drew Tranquil didn't practice today with a groin injury, they say. So Drew Tranquil wasn't out there, but a couple notes from defense because there was a lot going on with pads. First off, Mark Webb making a lot of splash plays again, showing out, playing a lot of different roles, whether it's the robber, whether it's a nickelback, a corner. He's kind of playing some safety. He's doing a lot on this defense so far, and he's making the best of his opportunities. Had a pass breakup today. Looked pretty good today again. Mark Webb making some noise in camp. And the other one who's quietly kind of going unnoticed but having a really good camp is JT Woods, the third-round pick. There are not a lot of deep passes going on and being completed in camp so far, and a lot of that has to do with JT Woods and just his range. He's shown really good patience. His length looks good. His recovery speed looks good. And the fact that he can get back there, every pass has been deep. And fallen by JT Woods has been an incompletion. He hasn't given up any deep passes. So he's looked really good as kind of that center fielder for the Chargers defense so far. So shout out Mark Webb and JT Woods early on in camp, making some noise and making the best of their opportunities for the young guys. Another guy that flashed today was Brendan Fajoco. He had a run stop at 11 on 11s. He beat Will Clapp pretty bad on a one-on-one drill. So Fajoco making some noise, fighting for one of those later interior defensive line spots. So Fajoco did really, really good today. He had a good day. Tavon Campbell had an interception on one-on-ones today. He was going up against Joe Reed, who kind of let Tavon Campbell inside of him, but good on Campbell to step in front, kind of get right in front of Joe Reed and intercept that ball. And then he threw it like 15 feet in the air in celebration. The drill ended. So it was a good way to end that drill on a Tavon Campbell interception. So he made a play today. And on the other side, Dean Leonard kind of up and down today. He had two passes completed in front of him. He had one fall incomplete, but a guy who's really been climbing up that depth chart, been mixed in with the first team corners and the first team defense, kind of having an up and down day today, but a guy that's definitely earning more snaps and was just kind of a little bit more inconsistent today than we've seen in the last couple days where he's just been excellent. On offense, the most exciting thing that happened today was Zion Johnson. And first day of padded practice, first time we really get to see Zion Johnson go up against these defensive linemen. While they do it in jersey and 11-on-11s and all that, it's, you really don't get to see because the defender can't touch Herbert. So it's, you know, they're not going all out. Today they got to go a little bit more out and they got to go one-on-one, and Zion Johnson looked absolutely incredible. And I don't want to get wrapped up in the hype and everything, but let me just feed the beast for a second. Last year, watching this offensive line, the day they put on pads was the first day you realized that Rashawn Slater was the real deal. College taped, great. Loved him in college. Couldn't wait to see him. The second he put on pads, you knew he was special. Today, flash forward a year to today, Zion Johnson in pads going against his defensive line, he looked special. He looked like the absolute real deal. Again, loved his college tape. Wanted to see him in pads going against some NFL talent. And man, did he look good today. His best rep was against Jerry Tillery. Jerry Tillery kind of rushed at Zion's left shoulder. He lost momentum and Zion just used that instep, pushed off active hands, and then used kind of Jerry Tillery's momentum when he was trying to counter against him. Jerry Tillery goes forward. Zion helps push him down. Jerry Tillery falls on his stomach. And Zion Johnson absolutely ruined that rep. And he did just an excellent job on using his momentum against him. And then not letting Jerry Tillery counter. He first stonewalled him, anchored, And then he didn't let him counter and then put him on the ground. It was just a calamity of errors for Jerry Tillery, which I know that's an easy shot to take. That's low-hanging fruit. I don't want to sit here and bash Jerry Tillery, but just an absolute outstanding rep by Zion Johnson. He then went up against Austin Johnson twice. The first time, he just absolutely anchored down and stopped all momentum. And then the second time, Austin Johnson decided, I'm just going to bull rush this guy because I can't finesse him. So he bull rushed Zion Johnson. Zion Johnson gave up a couple steps, was able to recover, sit down, anchor down, and then win the rep after all. So even though he lost the beginning of that rep, being able to anchor down, he was able to win the entire rep. It was a great job by Zion Johnson to recover. The recovery was excellent today. The one time you could say that he maybe had lost a rep a little bit, the drill was kind of wrapping up, but Zion Johnson stops Sebastian Joseph Day's momentum. He gets about two steps in, latches on, and then Sebastian Joseph Day then grabs and does a rip and pull and then gets past him a little bit. So in that respect, he was able to get by him, but didn't get anywhere near the quarterback. So a really good day for Zion Johnson, and man, does he look absolutely excellent as the Chargers' future right guard. In terms of the other offensive linemen, Rashawn Slater going up against Khalil Mack was the marquee matchup. It was the summer blockbuster. It was a heavyweight fight, and it was so much fun to watch live. Mack only winning one of the three reps. Slater on the very first rep absolutely just long-armed Khalil Mack, stopped all progress and won it. I'm sure you've seen the video from the Chargers who put that out. They looked so good. It was so much fun seeing them going against each other. So Slater, obviously being Slater, he was excellent today. On the right side, Storm Norton and I don't want to forget his name because I know Trey Pipkins, excuse me. Storm Norton and Trey Pipkins, I don't know how his name escaped me. So Trey Pipkins, Storm Norton go against Joey Bosa. They switched with Mack and Bosa on either side, but they both went up against Joey Bosa. Storm Norton lost a bull rush against Joey Bosa, who was just able to just walk him back to the quarterback. But other than that, it was really, really clean. And Trey Pipkins, who I know his name now, forgot it momentarily, very clean today. He was excellent today. I thought Trey Pipkins held his own against Joey Bosa and looked really good today. So Trey Pipkins, Storm Norton, pretty clean other than the one rep from Norton, but those two had a pretty good day today. And then outside of that, just want to shout out Jamari Saylor, who had a really good day today too at guard. He looked really, really good as well. In terms of the receiving weapons for the Chargers, Gerald Everett was a monster today. He probably had three or four receptions. He made a really, really acrobatic catch over the middle of the field, kind of landed awkwardly, but it was okay. A couple plays later, came back in. But Gerald Everett looked really good, a few receptions. And then Joshua Palmer, the wide receiver, looked excellent today, had a few receptions as well, and made a toe-tapping acrobatic catch of his own during the red zone drills. He looked really, really good. Mike Williams had a reception for a touchdown. But other than that, and Keenan had a few catches too, but Joshua Palmer, Gerald Everett were definitely the standouts on offense in terms of the receiving weapons. So Everett and Palmer had a really good day today. Isaiah Spiller, the rookie running back, showed off really, really good hands today. He was kind of Herbert's safety valve. When things broke down in the middle, he just dumped it off to Spiller a couple times, who's being guarded by a linebacker, made a few receptions, and looked really, really good with the ball in his hands. And Joshua Kelly had a pretty good run today. Obviously, it's hard to tell who's had a good run or not had a good run because these guys can't tackle anybody yet. But Joshua Kelly able to kind of squirt out and have a pretty good run on the ground without being touched for a while. So he did that again in day two, and now in day five, another good run on the ground by Joshua Kelly. Larry Roundtree all but quiet so far in camp. So it looks like Kelly might be winning those reps over Larry Roundtree at the moment. Kelly making the most noise so far in the first 5 days of camp. And then the only other thing I want to get to before we get out of here is special teams. Both J.K. Scott and Dustin Hopkins look good today. They both punted and kicked today, and they looked good. And in terms of returner, which we didn't really get to see a lot of returner work and who was going to be fielding kicks yet, but the ones who were able to field some kicks today were DeAndre Carter, who can just move on his one-on-one drill. he got by Asante Samuel Jr. in a flash. He is so quick. So DeAndre Carter, who should be the starter, Maurice French is worked into that group. Michael Bandy is in that group. Bryce Callahan is the one name that was surprising. The corner who has some return work in Chicago, but hasn't had a lot since, doesn't have a ton of opportunities to return kicks throughout his career, but interesting to see him back there in practice. And then we saw Joshua Kelly and Larry Roundtree return kicks today. So we'll see if that bleeds over into training camp, but are into preseason, but that's what they've got so far in training camp. You've got Carter, French with two Fs, of course, Michael Bandy and Bryce Callahan, all returning punts with Joshua Kelly and Larry Roundtree mixed in on returning some kicks. So that does it. Thanks, everybody. Don't forget, on August 7th, Jamie and I will be there at camp. Join us if you can. If not, come grab some drinks and some food afterwards with us at the Original Pizza Sports and something. I don't know what it is. It's just come grab a slice of pizza with us. Have a drink with us. Let's talk Chargers and football and anything in between. We'll be there. Come hang with us. And thanks, everybody that's been coming up to us in training camp. It's been a lot of fun meeting all of you. So thank you. And hello to everybody. Appreciate you. And we'll see you next time.